بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كمثل الإبل المعقلة، إن عاهد عليها أمسكها وإن أطلقها ذهبت. متفق عليه. Yesterday we began the discussion of the importance of preserving the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala blessed you with making you Hafizul Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala blessed you with enabling you to by heart some section of the Qur'an. This demands that there be a change in our life. When we talk about preserving the Qur'an by making amal upon it, preserving the Qur'an by effecting change in one's life, so that there is a clear distinction between one who has the knowledge of Qur'an and one who is deprived of the knowledge of Qur'an. The second aspect, تَحْذِيرِ مِن تَعْرِيدِهِ لِلنِّسْيَانِ, to be careful that after having learned the Qur'an, you do not forget the Qur'an. And this is something that we delved on quite a bit yesterday, this importance that our youth and their parents particularly, rather than regarding becoming Hafiz to be some fashion or to keep up with someone else, it's important that we understand that when you take on or you embark on this journey to become Hafizul Quran, this is a lifelong commitment. It's not something that you're going to do for 1 or 2 years. And nowadays, like I said, it's become a fashion. Some people, they want to do a degree and do Hifzul Qur'an and do other activities at the same time. When you divide your time in that manner, then you find that more often than not, you are neither here nor there. You will not do justice to any particular thing when you try to take on more than one thing. It's important that when you want to do Hifzul Qur'an, this is something that as far as possible we should try to do full time. If you can't do full time, and doing it with school, then we have to be careful of the manner in which it is being done. Unfortunately, there isn't enough emphasis being put on the type or the quality or the caliber of hufaz that are being produced. Everything we find that one is Quran. In reality, it's impossible to buy heart. This is Allah Ta'ala's great fazal, Allah's great ni'mat and ability. As the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah in one place he describes, it's like trying to walk on shards of glass, if you look at it logically, to be able to buy heart the Quran. Simple example or logical way we can understand it. In reality, what is Quran? لَيْسَ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْبَشَرِ بَلْ كَلَامُ خَالِقِ الْقَوِيِ. Quran is not the kalam of a human being. It is the kalam of Allah. It is not makhluk. It is not a created entity. It is Allah's sifat. It is Allah Ta'ala's quality. And like Allah is eternal, قَدِيمٌ بِلَا اِتِّدَاءٌ, Allah has no beginning and no ending. Allah is forever and will be forever. In the same way, Allah's kalam also is eternal. You and I are makhluk. We are limited, we are restricted, we are confined. Our intellect also is limited. So you are taking something eternal and placing it onto something that is not eternal. You are placing something that is qadim over something that is hadith. Technically, it's not possible. This is why Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made this Qur'an easy. When you are able to buy heart this Qur'an, it is Allah's favor upon you. And it's not just any favor. Allah is giving you a priceless treasure. So value it. Don't think Hifzul Qur'an and other things, this thing can be done part-time, be done anyhow. When you embark on this journey, it's a lifelong journey. Like I gave the example yesterday, Mullah Idris Banvi, Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, part of the nisab of our tabligh, is if you are Hafizul Quran, 3 juz of the Quran minimum every day. You should be making 1 khatam every 10 days, not 1 khatam in Ramadan. And not your quarter para that you are going to read in your 2 rakats or 4 rakats tarawih. But every day, at least 3 juz of the Quran, we should be reading if we are Hafizul Quran. The merit of it, creating such an attachment in the Quran, the sukoon in the heart, the tranquility of the heart, the protection, the shifa, the hidayat, the constant reminder, the taqwiyat, the spiritual strength. There's so many benefits. We can't count the benefits Allah Ta'ala has kept in. That is the one aspect. The other aspect which I want to touch on is that in anything in this world we find that Islam also, our Shariat also takes cognizance of what we call methodology. We visited some places, sometimes it's just a simple village, where if you enter Hifz class, you notice some children, the Ustad will just mention the verse, the child will tell you which para, which surah, which ayat number. In fact, it's almost unbelievable, defies logic, the extent of the caliber of huffaz certain madaris are producing. Other places we find person finishes Hifz, can barely read. Can't read one quarter para properly. It's not necessarily the fault of the child or the teacher, but it is the type of methodology that is being used here also. Unfortunately, the standard is not being set. Standard of the type of huffaz that are produced, the correct methodology when teaching the Quran, when doing Hifzul Quran. For example, medically also, scientifically it is said that one is, you give a person, that by learn 3 pages or learn 4 pages, what they call swatting in English. It's possible to swat something, but anything that you swat, it's just as quickly as you learnt it, you'll forget it. Because memory and what we call retentive memory are 2 separate things. And whoever is teaching Hifz, it is important that with each child they establish what is the retentive memory. 3 pages the child can learn if he swats, but he'll retain maybe 1/2 page or 1 page. So it's important to understand that this child's capacity, his retentive memory is maybe 1/2 page or 1 page. So don't try to rush it. The sabak should not exceed more than that 1/2 page or 1 page each day, so that whatever he is learning, he is able to retain. Also, like in methodology, is what we call, those that do Hifz will understand this, sabak bara, etc. So many pages from the back each day. The bottom line is, when it comes to Hifz, Hifzul Quran particularly, 2 things you can't get away from. One is devoting time, and the other is repetition, and then repetition, and then repetition. Then only we find that this thing, that it settles in the heart. Otherwise, you reach Surah Nas, you'll become Hafizul Quran, and just as quickly as you became Hafiz, just as quickly you'll forget the Quran. We find that this is not something that should be taken lightly. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ صَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, the example of that person who is Sahibul Quran, who is Hafizul Quran, or who has attached himself to the Quran, or who has memorized the Quran, كَمَثَلِ الْإِبِلِ الْمُعَقَّلَةِ, his example is like a tied camel. إِنْ عَهَدَ عَلَيْهَا أَمْسَكَهَا, if he adheres to it, he will be able to keep control of that camel. وَإِنْ أَطْلَقَهَا, if he leaves it loose, doesn't adhere to it, doesn't make it a part of his life, ذهبت, this camel will run away. We find that both ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam equated protecting the Quran by way of example for Sahaba to the nature of a camel, that you have to guard it all the time. You have to tie it. It is very susceptible to run away. So if you don't want to lose this bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, when we talk of one hand, Sahibul Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah sahiban li ashabihi. The Quran is your defense mechanism. The Quran will be given a physical form. The Quran will rise up as a handsome person who will protect you on the day of judgment. The Quran will get you stage upon stage upon stage in Jannah. All these ni'mats on the one side, if you don't look after it, then it is logical, it's understandable. The warnings that are found in ahadith. Example, Rasulullah SAW said, mafhum of the hadith, that person who learned the Quran and then forgot it out of negligence will rise up on the day of judgment, judham, as a leper. He will have leprosy on the day of judgment. A person who is a leper, the whole society rejects such a person. Allah protect us from such a thing. We find another hadith of Tirmizi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ أُجُورُ أُمَّتِي. Allah Ta'ala showed me, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ, Allah showed me the reward for good deeds that my ummah will get. حَتَّى الْقُذَاتْ يُخْرِجُهَا الرَّجُلُ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Even the piece of dirt that a person picked up and removed it from the masjid. You're walking in the masjid, you saw a piece of dirt, you picked it up. Mr. Azam said, even that reward Allah Ta'ala showed me on the day of judgment, what my ummah will get. And then he said, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ ذُنُوبُ أُمَّتِي. Then Allah Ta'ala showed me the sins of my ummah. And Allah protect us the azab if we do not make tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلَمْ أَرَ ذَنْبًا أَعْظَمُ مِنْ سُورَةِ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْ آيَةٍ أُوْتِيهَا الرَّجُلُ ثُمَّ نَسِيَهَا. Listen very, very attentively to this. This is a great blessing, but if you don't protect it, if you don't look after it, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah showed me the sins of my ummah, and I didn't see any sin. I didn't see any sin worse than the sin of that person who was given one surah or one ayat of the Quran which he by-hearted, and thereafter he forgot it. Thereafter he did not protect it. Bismillah said, Lam ara dhamban a'adhamu minha. I did not see any sin worse than this sin. In other words, the azab for it and the warning for it also. Allah gave you something more precious and more valuable than gold and jewelry. You discarded it. You showed no value for it. You did not protect it. Obviously, logically, this is the height of ingratitude. Coming back to the point, becoming hafiz is not a fashion. It's a lifelong commitment. And the rewards are tremendous. In the world also, the sukoon and barakat Allah will give you are tremendous and priceless. But a daily link and association with the Quran has to be created. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.